And it was 1 year ago, almost to the day, that Rob Milam appeared on this program to discuss the project that he'd been working on to find and to document musicians who have lived or have ties to University City. And now, a year and a half after he began the project, he's back from New York to give us an update, which he'll also be doing tonight for the general public at the University City Public Library. Rob Milam, welcome back to Cityscape.
Thank you very much, and love the new studio.
Oh, thank you. And as someone that used to work here, you can appreciate that.
Yeah, there's sunlight. I had no idea.
Yeah, we have windows. It's amazing. You call your project Sounding the Chord. Explain the premise.
Sure. The whole project I'm working on is called the University City Musician Documentary Project. It's an unwieldy title, but what we're doing right now is trying to actually reach out to all the people who spent at least 1 year living in University City, 1 year going to the public schools, and 1 year being a paid professional musician. Sounding the chord means I'm putting out the call like an A if you were trying to tune up your orchestra, and I want to get all the people who fit these criteria to tune in so that we can hear from them and then be able to discover their stories and then go on to the next level of reporting and research to try to take care of the rest of the project.
So what was your connection? Are you a musician? Did you grow up in U-City?
I am a U-City native, born and raised in U-City. I went to Flynn Park Elementary School, Brittany Woods Middle, and I went to the high school. I started playing percussion fourth grade and went on to play drums. Timpani, played in the jazz band and all of that. So I was enculturated just as much as anybody else, yeah, but I'm not a musician.
Right, okay. So for the last year and a half, you have contacted hundreds of people. I guess you went to, I guess, almost 40 states. What was that like?
It's been an incredible ride. I'm based in New York, but I've been to 38 different cities, 17 different states. I've actually done 55 different interviews on camera, and I have heard about 199 people in 13 different countries so far. So it's a really deep legacy, and I'm sure it's going to grow. And with this first presentation live, I expect to hear from many more people.
You're going to tonight be at the University City Public Library on Del Mar at 7 o'clock.
That's correct.
What are you going to do?
What I'm going to do first, I'm going to really explain how this program got started or how everything got going, how I started the program, how I found out that it was a really unique situation that a lot of people in U-City experience once they leave, especially musicians, and that there's such a high concentration of musicians who were there. So I'll talk about that. We're actually going to have some live performances by two people, one who happens to be in town from Spain and one who lives here. And I'm going to show video clips as well as talk about it and show some clips from things that I've done.
So for more information about that, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have everything you need to know about the project and about what's happening tonight. And just briefly, in a couple of seconds, mm-hmm. I remember when you were here a year ago, we talked a little bit about why University City? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it, and you know, remember it was back when the trains first started running out, there was sort of a weekend place. Was it sort of right. The Innsbruck of its day?
I guess that's part of it, but from what I've found from talking to all these different people, there are a lot of different reasons. Some of people are musicians, some have music in their family, and it's just valued, and it's been talked about, and people are enculturated. So.
It's the University City Musician Documentary Project. Mm-hmm. We've been talking with its creator, Rob Milam, and we thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you tonight.
Thank you very much. SoundingTheChord.com is where you can go to check it out.
Thanks. Thanks so much.